Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1, 2, 4, and 5. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. That's not who I am anymore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You see an old friend. You used to go to school together, or lived near each other. Hey, how are you? Do you remember the time when? Sometimes they recall something fun, a fond memory, a happy time. And sometimes it's a little different. Do you remember when you played a prank on Mr. Schultz? Remember when you got caught cheating on that huge test? Didn't you push someone into the mud? That can be embarrassing. Sometimes it's nice to see an old friend, and sometimes that friend remembers things that are better left forgotten. The conversation continues. Well, that was me, but that's not who I am anymore. I did those things, but I've changed. That's the way Paul writes. 6 different times, he basically says, that's who you were, but that's not who you are anymore. Consider what he says. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. You formerly walked in those evil deeds. You used to follow the ways of this present evil world. You were following the ruler of the domain of the air. Formerly, we all lived among them, and you carried out the desires of the flesh. You were by nature objects of God's wrath. But that's not who you are anymore, because God. But God, because he is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. We know who we used to be, but that's not who we are anymore. We are different, not because of our own actions, but because of God. We pray to God, who makes us different. Dear God, I thank you for the remarkable change you have worked in my life. Instead of embarrassing me with all I've done wrong, you remind me of your forgiveness and promise that I belong to you through my baptism. Keep me as your very own and help me live as a child of God. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.